The Crow and the Water Jug. One hot and sunny day, a crow lazily flapped through the air. The crow was very hot and very thirsty. So it landed on the branch in the shade of a tree to cool down. It was an old oak tree in the yard of a farmer. In the distance, the crow could hear the farmer cutting grass. After a little while, the front door of the farmhouse opened, and the farmer's wife stepped outside. She was a large, kind-looking woman, and she too was clearly very hot. She was carrying a tray on which stood a jug of water and a tall glass. She put the tray on the table and filled the glass. She drank it all at once. Then she filled the glass again and drank that too. Then, with a sigh, she sat down on her rocking chair on the porch. As she rocked, her eyes grew droopy, until at last the crow heard the sound that it was waiting for. Snoring, the woman was asleep. The crow fluttered down to the table on the porch. It crept up to the jug and put its head inside, ready for a cool drink. Imagine the poor crow's disappointment when it discovered that the jug was almost empty. There was just a little bit of water at the bottom. No matter how much the crow stretched its neck, it simply wasn't long enough to reach the water. She grunted and groaned. And eventually gave up. She pulled her head out of the jug and caught her breath. How could she get the water? Grow a longer neck or a longer beak? Not so easy. Then she had an idea. She fluttered down to the ground and rustled around with her black beak. Finally, she found what she wanted, a pebble. She flew back up to the jug and dropped the pebble in with a plop. Again, she swooped down to the ground and found another little stone, picked it up and returned to the jug. In went the stone. It did this again and again, making sure to be very careful not to wake the farmer's wife. It collected little rocks, pebbles, and stones and dropped them one after the other into the jug. And with each stone she dropped in, the water level grew higher and higher. The stones sank to the bottom, taking the place of the water, which had to go up. This was very tiring for the hard-working crow, and she was getting even thirstier. But after a little while, she looked in the jug. The water was almost at the top. She leaned her neck inside, opened up her beak, and drank the water. It was cool and delicious. It drank and drank and drank until there was nothing left. Then she gave a small, satisfied burp, spread her wings, and fluttered off into the sky.